Okay, welcome to November 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and on this show, I cover a lot of ground very quickly, so please have your pencils ready. Or better yet, if you miss something, you can just go back and listen to it again. Don't feel bad, I'm the one who hosts the show and I can't remember half of the stuff I say. By the way, this is an interactive show, folks. So check out the Facebook page, Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson, and let me know what your thoughts are on today's show. Your comments and questions are always welcome. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. Teddy Roosevelt sets up the Navy Yard in the Philippines. Plus, the X-15 sets a record for Mach 4. Pincus invents the pill. We'll wish a happy birthday to Gail Borden, who came up with condensed milk. And Sophie Smith wins the record for having the longest cat fur. All right, so now here I go. 1901. Teddy Roosevelt establishes a naval base in the Philippines. In one of America's more embarrassing eras, Subic Bay was taken by the U.S. as territory won from the Spanish-American War. In the late 1890s and early 1900s, President McKinley waged a brutal war on the Philippine insurgents who wanted independence. Now that the Filipinos had their freedom from Spain, they wanted freedom from their liberators, the Americans. But McKinley wouldn't give it to them. Instead, he engaged in the Philippine-American War, in which over 200,000 Filipinos, mostly civilians, perished. And now you know where President McKinley got the nickname Ohio Napoleon. Although he was assassinated in March 1901, Rough Rider Teddy Roosevelt took over as president. He was determined to expand America's influence into the Pacific and then Latin America. On November 9, 1901, he issued the executive order to establish a naval base at Subic Bay. Teddy Roosevelt realized that other nations had their eye on taking over the Philippines, namely Germany and Japan, and understood the strategic necessity of controlling the land. Your college professor will no doubt go into graphic detail of how the Americans were brutal towards the Filipinos, and he would be correct. It was ugly. And notwithstanding the realities of the Germans and the Japanese, let alone the Spanish, taking control of the area could have and should have been handled by the Americans in a much more civilized manner. But the Americans did grant autonomy to the Philippines, although it wouldn't come until much later. So just remind your professor of one thing. How badly the Filipinos missed General Douglas MacArthur and the Americans during World War II and couldn't wait for the Americans to return their independence from the Japanese. If your professor is still trying to tell you how bad America is for the world, tell him that also on this day in 1944 and 1945, the American Red Cross won Nobel Prizes for positive contributions to the world. Yeah, you're welcome. By the way, in racial Achilles heel news, on this day in 1961, the Caucasian-only rule was abolished in the PGA. So now you don't have to be white anymore to play golf in the pros. Just saying. And moving on to American invention and patent news, 1903, Gregory Pincus invents the pill. Because, as the saying goes, kids in backseats of cars may cause accidents, but accidents in backseats of cars cause kids. So, don't forget to take that. And by the way, you can't smoke if you're taking the pill. 1801, happy birthday Gail Borden from New York. He invented condensed milk in Texas. He was actually working on a dehydrated meat biscuit, but abandoned that because, for one thing, it was an epic fail, and second, he was coming back from England on a ship with an unknowingly diseased cow. The cow died, and so did the children who drank her toxic milk. So thank you, Gail Borden, for that condensed milk. 1961, the X-15 rocket plane achieves world record speed of 4,093 miles per hour, or Mach 6.4, and reach 101,600 feet, which is over 19 miles, folks. That's a high altitude there. According to Wikipedia, as of 2015, the X-15 holds the official world's record for the highest speed ever reached by a manned-powered aircraft. Its maximum speed was 4,520 miles per hour, or Mach 6.72. X-15, everybody, like a boss! 2013, Sophie Smith wins the record for having the world's longest cat fur. Guess how long it is. Well, if you guessed over 10 inches, you would be correct. It's catastrophic, or something. Her owner, Jamie Smith, in Oceanside, California, just 45 minutes up north of me, says she came across Sophie one day while going for a walk. She said a truck pulled up, a man stuck a paper bag out the window to hand to her, and asked her if she wanted a kitten. Sure enough, she walked up to the truck, took the bag, and there was a meowing little kitten in there. Sophie's fur actually beat the old record held by Colonel Meow by over an inch. Congratulations, Sophie, you fine feline, you. And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for November 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your thoughts are on today's episode. For instance, what's your take on Teddy Roosevelt's involvement with the Philippines? Is that controversial enough for you? Or what's your take on the X-15? How about Sophie? That's a nice record, but probably not a good idea to have around if you have allergies to cats. So yeah, let me know on Facebook, and be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the U.S. Marines, plus the Electric Railway, Slaughterhouse-5, and Dan Marino, so don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.